join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And welcome back, everyone. Robert and Mary now with you here again as we broadcast today from Ashford Castle on the west coast of Ireland. In a moment, we're going to be joined by their general manager and resident historian. But first, we want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by friendlyplanet.com/travel. You know, sign up. We've been talking about this for a while now, but sign up for the free weekly email of special secret offers exclusively for members of our audience. And when you do, you'll be saving 25%, 35%, 50% or more on your next international vacation. All you need to do is go to friendlyplanet.com/travel to sign up. Wherever your next international trip is going to take you, Friendly Planet has the perfect vacation to fit any budget or interest. And all of their trips include things like airfare, hotels, transfers, most meals, and a lot more. Sign up today for the free email special secret offers at friendlyplanet.com or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Mal Rockford is the general manager of this iconic Ashford Castle. He's been running things here since 2002, and with all the awards that they've won, he clearly understands hospitality. Fintan Gorman is a local, raised in the area, retired teacher who conducts historic tours of the castle and Ashford Estate. In short, these gentlemen are the perfect pair to tell us all about Ashford Castle.
Are.
Welcome, Niall, and welcome, Fintan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Really appreciate you being here with us. I mean, to think that we're sitting here, you know, in a place that dates back to the 13th century, really, it just makes you pause and, you know, try to take it all in. I mean, we've still been saying that. You know, we've been here a number of days now. So, Niall, you work amongst history every day. The property has gone through a $75 million renovation. It's added all the modern amenities you might want.
That's right.
You're talking right now to an audience of over a million travelers across the U.S. and up into Canada a little bit. Mm-hmm. Tell them briefly about Ashford Castle in this wonderful estate.
Sure. Well, Robert, first of all, welcome, and Mary, welcome to our little bit of heaven on the west coast of Ireland, because that's really what it is. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that every day I come into this property and I come around a particular corner, which we call the Oh My God corner. And in front of me, I see this 13th century castle set against the backdrop of Loch Carrib, Ireland's second largest lake. So, you know, we are very fortunate. We are very, very lucky. So it's set on 365 acres, as you mentioned, of estate. And it's history, living history. And, you know, every day that you come in, you think of George V. You think of all the people that have lived here, the Guinness family as well. So it is a very, very special property. You know, we, as I said, 365 acres of estate. We probably have the most complete resort experience of any property, not just
that's what we've been told,
the UK,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you get to experience equestrian, you get to experience the falconry, fishing. We've got some of the best fishing in all of Ireland, some of the best trout fishing in the lake in Loch Carrib, and some of the best salmon fishing in the River Cong, which just straddles the property here as well. So it's a place that I think your guests would really want to come and stay maybe at least 3 days to get the benefit of the experience and experience all the activities, but also what we have in-house. We have our own cinema now, we have our own billiards room, our own wine cellar, and also all the dining options that we have on property as well. We have 5 different dining options on property, so you don't have to need to leave the estate for the 3 days that you're going to be staying with us.
No, you don't have to leave. Fintan, we enjoyed learning that your mom worked at the castle, and some of the students that you taught in school are currently at the castle. What a wonderful connected link that is for you. What are some of your favorite gems that you like to show people here?
Well, of course, we're just spoiled for choice, so we are, depending on what your interest is, what particular part of history that you want to delve into. The original building here dates from 1228. It was a Norman tower built by the De Burgo family. They were an invading Norman group here. Part of that still remains, one very quaint bedroom in that section of the castle still. That has the whole Norman experience. The Normans brought us falconry. The Normans brought us the game of chess. The Normans improved improved our methods of farming. We thought the Normans used to live wonderful things like Irish music, and we taught them to ride a horse without a saddle and that. So they became integrated into our culture. They're part of our culture. Then you move on to, I suppose, the landlord experience, what we would call these Norman families became the landowners, the great landowning families of Ireland. 12,000 acres here came under the control of the De Burgo family, moved on to their successors, the Browns, and they got the title of Lord Oranmore and Brown. So they built the second stage of the building here, separate from the Norman Tower, in the style of a French chateau, built in 1715, possibly owing something to their Norman heritage, more likely to do with the fact that by the 1700s, everything French was very much in style. So that Norman, French chateau style piece still encompasses the drawing room, the oak hall, the George V dining room, and all of that.
Well, you truly feel that walking around here. Yes. I mean, you can't help it. And unfortunately, as Americans, we don't really have anything that we can go back to that says 1228 that we're walking around. And when we come from the New York area. But so, Niall, this place has certainly won its share of awards over the years. And most recently, folks, in 2016, Ashford Castle was rated the number one resort in Great Britain and Ireland by Travel and Leisure. And Condé Nast voted Ashford Lodge, which is just a couple steps away, number four of top hotels in the UK and Ireland. I was happy to see the largest number of your guests actually are Americans coming here. So share with us, Niall, you know, what are some of your favorite things that you recommend travelers come here and experience specifically?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been very, very fortunate the last 3 years, 4 years, the Thoma family purchased the property. And as you mentioned, 75 million euro of investment. So Ashford has always been very, very
special. You should be number one after that.
Well, we absolutely, indeed, exactly. There'd be something wrong if we weren't. But it takes a lot more than that, a lot more effort. And we're very lucky that we have somebody of Mrs. Tolman, who is the founder and president of Red Carnation, who leads this. And you know, they often say that culture beats strategy. The culture that Mrs. Thoma permeates through the organization, not just Ashford Castle or the Lodge, but Red Carnation and all the other brands, is just something very, very unique and very special.
But do you have a favorite thing on property? I did, with my son, the clay shooting.
Absolutely.
Great, but what's yours?
For me, it's got to be the falconry.
It is
something that is incredibly unique. The environment in which you do it, and people can do it in other places throughout the world, but the falconry school here was the first one in Ireland, and the owners and the people who do the activity, they've got huge, huge passion.
And by the way, folks, we did that earlier in the week. You might think, okay, they might have a falcon or two. And there has to be 25, 30 birds there.
That's correct.
It's not a small little place.
Not at all. And owls as well.
I'm not sure if you saw the owl.
Exactly. Dingle. Who is the star of the show.
Yes.
You know,
Handsome owl.
Absolutely, indeed. So, but the environment in which you do this, in 365 acres of wooded land, and just to get the experience of a falcon, just coming down in your glove and your hand in a very soft, gentle way.
Yeah.
And, you know, the aerodynamics that's associated with that as well is just incredible. So, and guests who come and don't really know about it, are a little afraid of interacting with the bird, after they've experienced this, they are just converted. It's just...
I would agree. That was my personal favorite experience.
Some guests say it's the best experience that they've ever experienced anywhere in the world.
Yes.
So to have that on property here is just something very special.
So I just want to let everyone know, if you're just tuning in, who we're speaking with. We are with General Manager Niall Rockford and historian Fintan Gorman here at Ashford Castle in Ireland. Fintan, Americans make up the largest number of visitors to Ashford Castle each year. We have a long list. There are photos everywhere, autographed photos of celebrities, kings, queens, former presidents, Ronald Reagan and First Lady Nancy Reagan, Woody Allen, Brad Pitt, Pierce Brosnan, the list goes on. But you don't have to be a celebrity or a former president or king or queen to enjoy your experience here.
No need in the world, because this place offers a myriad of activities to suit everyone. As Niall said, this place is just, you're at the centre of fishing here. You're on the isthmus between the two great lakes, Loch Mask and Loch Corrib. They're joined here by the river. There's prolific trout fishing, salmon fishing in the area, walks in the extensive forest. You just mentioned the falconry experience in the forest. These are forests that were laid down by the Guinness family in their occupation here. 10,000 acres of forest, not for commercial exploitation. It was all laid down for the beauty and the scenic value of it. He had a passion for trees. Out here you will find Monterey pines, Californian redwoods, trees from all over the world that were brought here for their beauty and their grandeur, but also for rearing birds, because the woodcock shooting here was the highlight of this place in the Guinness era, every December and every January, shooting woodcock.
Well, folks, and I know we've got about a minute left till we hit our break. I want you to hear a little more from Annette, who also performs here all the time. We were in the drawing room the other evening with her. Annette, you can start a little bit. Just go a little on a softer end for as I wrap this up. Niall Fintan, we've enjoyed your time, certainly. Folks, again, I can't say enough. AshfordCastle.com, go check that out. It's part of the Travel Corporation, Red Carnation Hotels. You're also familiar with some brands back in the States, probably Trafalgar Tours, Brendan Vacations, Inspiring Journeys, and others. We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to toss you back to Rudy, who's over in Meath today. And then we'll be back. We're going to talk The Quiet Man, and we're going to take in a little walking tour of the nearby village Kong. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. We're back in 3 minutes, and now, Annette Griffin, take it away. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.